Forte Foundation is a collaboration
between leading companies
and top business schools to launch women into fulfilling,
significant careers
through access to business education,
opportunities,
and a community of successful women.
Our goal is to connect you
to the right people
and give you access to the tools you need
to have the successful business career
you deserve.
Welcome back to the Forte Foundation podcast. Every episode, we bring you personal stories and career insights from successful businesswomen representing diverse industries and career stages. If you're unfamiliar with Forte and what we do, please go to fortefoundation.org right now and see what we can do for you. Our podcast today will listen in on a webinar we called, Where Do We Go From Here? Marlene Stevens helped moderate. She is with the Financial Institutions Group at PNC and got her MBA at Penn State.
Started with our introductions, I'll start with myself. As mentioned earlier, I received my Bachelor of Science in Finance from Penn State. I always found business intriguing, particularly finance, and I did, again, major in finance. Within finance, there are multitudes of interesting and challenging opportunities, including investments, financial markets and institutions, and corporate financial management. I personally did my internship at NASDAQ in Washington, D.C., and my first full-time job was as a financial analyst for a small consulting company. I chose this career because it was a great entry-level position that exposed me to the inner workings of corporate finance. Some of my responsibilities within that job included business planning, project accounting, forecasting, budgeting, and net present value analysis. I'm currently working as a director in PNC's Fixed Income Sales and Trading Group. And on my job, I leverage BlackRock Solution Systems to provide analysis for our clients, who are typically banks that are $500 million to $5 billion in asset size. We also work with insurance companies, corporations, and real estate investment trusts. I'm going to turn it over now to Danielle to do her introduction.
Hi, everyone. My name is Danielle Kassin. I am originally from Knoxville, Tennessee, and I earned a BS in Business Administration from the University of Tennessee at Knoxville in May of 2007. I chose a business degree with a concentration in finance for a couple of different reasons. First, I found that my interests and skill sets were really closely aligned with analytical thinking and problem solving, which is, fit very well with the business classes that I took at Tennessee. And I chose finance because I really liked numbers, and again, it just goes back to the analytical type skills. And at the time, I was actually considering pursuing a law degree after undergrad, or kind of later on potentially thinking of doing a joint JD-MBA. So I also really wanted to get a degree in a major that I was very marketable to, organizations and companies immediately following my undergrad, just in case I decided I did not want to pursue law. So wanted something that was very applicable, and I knew I could gain good work experience in case I needed a plan B. So immediately after graduating from Tennessee, I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, where I worked for the law firm of Alston & Byrd as a case clerk. I was essentially doing paralegal type work. And my biggest clients were Bank of America and Wachovia. So I got to see the law side of things, but have very, very much business clients. So that was very interesting for me. And I guess we're going to talk about our career path later, so I'll just kind of tell you that I decided I didn't want to pursue a law degree and instead wanted to fall back on my finance degree that I had earned from Tennessee. And so I went to work for Lockheed Martin for a couple of years and am now a second-year student at UNC's Kenan Flagler Business School. I'll graduate with my MBA in May of 2012 and will go to Barclays Capital to work in their investment bank as an associate.
Perfect. Thank you, Danielle. And I'm going to turn it now over to Christine.
Hello, my name is Christine Labar, and my undergraduate is a BSCA from the University of Tulsa. But I actually started out as a computer scientist, and I did that for a year, and I realized that I liked working with people, and the career path from computer scientists didn't let me do that. So I worked with the Career Center, on campus and did a lot of self-reflection and found that what I really wanted to do was business. So I switched over to the business college and I earned a degree from that school, and I had two majors, marketing and management information systems. So after graduation, I joined Baker Hughes Incorporated with a rotational management training program, similar to some of the other ones you heard. I believe Danielle did something similar. I got a lot of cross-functional experience there, and so I highly recommend those programs. And why it was a good fit for me was because I had never worked in business before, and neither did any of my family members. So I didn't really know what it meant to do these jobs on a day-to-day basis. So it allows you to try before you buy, and then from there I moved on into sales.
Hi, everyone. My name is Neeraja LaMotta. I did my undergrad at Washington University in St. Louis and actually went straight into their business program. So the joke I kind of say is that I think when I was a little girl, I wanted to wear a suit every day, and that's why I went into business. But really, it's that I wanted some flexibility in terms of what career path I would end up in, and I wasn't completely sure what I wanted to do, and business seemed like a really open canvas for me in terms of an educational background, and so that's why I chose to do an undergraduate in business. I majored in marketing and international business. I had a lot of interest in spending time abroad and doing business abroad, so I actually, when I was an undergrad, had two opportunities to work internationally. I worked in Nairobi, Kenya for an edible oils company for about 2 months, one summer between, I think, sophomore and junior year, and then also did a study abroad internship program through the university and spent 6 months in Paris working for a French magazine group. After my undergraduate, I got an offer with American Express and went to work for them as a marketing analyst. Again, chose American Express specifically because it was a company that really put a lot of emphasis on generalist knowledge and flexibility. So it's a company that does 18 months in a single role, and then the expectation is that you spend about 18 to 20 months on a role and you transition to a different group, a different role, a different team. So for me, wanting to get kind of a breadth of experience, that was a really appealing first job for me. And it was based in New York and was a huge marketing brand, so obviously very appealing at the age of 22. So I spent 6 years at American Express doing a variety of different roles, in fact, four different groups and organizations, doing a whole lot of different things. And now at the University of Michigan at the Ross School of Business, and will be getting my MBA in about 18 months in May of 2013.
Great, thank you very much. And now I'm going to turn it over to Deidre. Excuse me if I'm mispronouncing your name, but do we have Deidre O'Donnell?
Sorry, I had to unmute a couple times. I thought I'd done it before. So hello, everybody. My name is Deidre O'Donnell. Some background on me. I did a dual BA in math and Spanish from the Penn State University. And from there, I suppose what really attracted me to math and Spanish, it really was a lot of logic. And when you get further into the math, it really is a lot of actually theory, rationalizing and kind of figuring out the puzzles that are in front of you. And so when I graduated, I was really wondering what I was going to do with those two. And so I looked at the math more and tried to decide about numbers, which got me to banking, which got me then to a private bank on Wall Street, Brown Brothers Harriman. So I joined there, and I worked in their fixed income department for a little over a year and a half before I decided that the market probably just wasn't where I was looking to end up. And so I actually took a pretty unconventional route as far as MBAs went. I went into sports marketing. So I went into an internship with the National Hockey League, worked on their all-star game when it was in Denver. And from there, I moved then to a few different marketing agencies where I was able to work still in the sports marketing, and did a couple of contract work jobs with the Atlanta Falcons. So I got some really good experience there, and I thought it was very interesting to see really how two different industries could work so very differently. And then from there, I actually went back to school. I decided that business was definitely someplace that I wanted to be. It was a good time in my career to kind of make that jump. I'd been out of school for about 5 years at that point. So I went back and I went to the Fuqua School of Business at Duke, and I graduated in 2005, and then went to Intel.
I think we have everyone on the panel introduced, so we're going to move on to get into detail about actual paths to business. So let's start talking a little bit more about our early career decisions and how we started our transition into business roles. And I will start. I just personally learned about career opportunities through my school's career centers, speaking with professors and professional clubs such as Women in Business while I was at my undergraduate school at Penn State. I would research the various opportunities to determine what would be the most dynamic and challenging opportunities, as well as fitting my skill sets. And one of the key things during this time period was networking and understanding what people did within their jobs. And the most insightful information I received was from that networking, because it comes from the people that are actually currently in the workforce and doing these jobs. And due to the fact that there were so many opportunities within finance, I found it was very important to be educated on the different areas that you can find the right fit for yourself. During my first job, I pursued my MBA part-time, and after I completed my MBA, I worked for Ford in their financial training program. I then transitioned to PNC when they were starting their financial institutions group, which I've been here for about the past 6 years now, and that it has been here since the grassroots efforts of this particular group. And now I'm going to turn it over to Danielle to discuss her early career path decisions.
So, like I said, I started my career immediately after undergrad in a law firm. And so, you know, I had learned a little bit about various opportunities at the University of Tennessee by going to kind of career fairs and talking to my career services center. But I really didn't learn exactly where I fit or where I thought I would fit in the business world until kind of into my first job at Alston & Bird. And I, you know, first kind of became acquainted with investment banking and other various opportunities for me in finance, mainly through networking. So I'll definitely echo Marlena's point on the importance of networking at this point in your career or in your schooling. And so I talked to you know, people who worked at Bank of America and Wachovia across various functions of both of those banks, including the investment bank, and I really got to know what they did on a day-to-day basis, and you know, could kind of see myself fitting, you know, start to see myself fitting in those roles. And you know, at the time it was, I guess this would have been early 2008, and so it would have been very difficult for me to kind of go from, you know, law straight into an analyst role at an investment bank. So I needed something else on my resume, another kind of form of finance or something else in business to kind of help me develop the skill sets and analytical tools that I really needed to excel in a future career in business. So I learned about the finance leadership development program at Lockheed Martin through, again, through networking, through a connection, a family friend. And, you know, ultimately decided to join the program. It was a rotational program among various functions in the finance organization within Lockheed Martin. And it was a great way to start my career in business. I got to do a little bit of budgeting, forecasting, lots of accounting work, and it really just tied everything that I had learned in undergraduate together, as well as really prepared me for a future career in business, really set that foundation up. And it was great because I did, actually, it's supposed to be 3 1-year rotations. I completed 2 rotations, so I got to see 2 very different aspects of the business and perform very different functions. And so then ultimately decided to go back and pursue my MBA with the intention of getting into investment banking. Because while industry finance was very interesting and a great start to my career, I was still drawn toward investment banking and being able to take a macro level view of an organization and help them access capital markets and provide advice on mergers and acquisitions and look at a company from a holistic view and evaluation perspective. But I definitely wouldn't have gotten there without networking in the very beginning, taking a job at Lockheed Martin and continuing to learn about roles within business and figure out where I fit in with that. And so I'm confident that joining Barclays Capital and the investment bank is the right next step in my career, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
Okay, so I was learning about business opportunities while I was still in my undergraduate by working through with my teachers and with my COC, so my Career Opportunities Council on campus. And so really, my teachers were great, and they had been working with a lot of the companies in the area in the past, so they gave me a lot of good insights. So I guess this goes back to the networking. You don't need to necessarily network with everyone you meet, but if you find a few trusted advisors, it can really help you get the information you need to decide where you want to take your career. That was kind of just the path I took. And I actually applied for all MIS jobs, so management information systems, IT jobs, except for one, and that was the job I ended up taking. And like I said, it was with Baker Hughes, which is an oil field services company. So they design and manufacture drill bits, oil pumps, something very unexpected. But when I was looking at what I wanted to do, it seemed if I had gone in an IT role, I kind of knew what the next 30 years of my life would look like. And a rotational program within a manufacturing firm seemed a lot more interesting, and like there was a lot more opportunity there. So I decided to take that, and for the program was 4 months long, so I got to rotate around through the different departments, job shadow people, and learn just what goes into a business. And then from there, I moved over to sales, and I moved to Dallas, Texas, and I sold oil pumps, which was a great experience. And I did that for approximately 8 months before I moved on to my second role. And what happened for me is I always just followed the opportunity. I didn't necessarily have a set path laid in stone, and HR didn't have a set path laid in stone for us. So if you just make good impressions and talk to the different departments, you just learn about what you're good at and what you're not as you're doing your role, and people notice, and opportunities will present themselves. So that's how I got my second role in a specialty product line, still within sales, which I did for another year. And then from there, I met the training department lead, and I moved over to the training department, ended up being a technical training specialist, and got to travel all over the world and the country and give training to our employees and our customers. And that was great. And then the oil spill in the Gulf recently led to the development of a new project, and I was asked to represent my product line on that. And that was the final job I did before I left for MBA school. So that's one thing I guess I like about business, is you can define your own path and follow your interests and evolve. And for me personally, I knew it was time to get an MBA when the opportunities are still there, but you feel like ready for more, and an MBA helps empower that. So now I'm at Tepper School of Business and class of 2013, and I hope to transition into a role in management consulting. Because I did so many different things in my previous job, I learned a variety of skills, and I was trying to find a way to merge those together, and management consulting for me seems to be the way to do that.
Are you a member of the Forte family? I invite you to join us now and receive all the benefits of Forte membership for free. Whether you're a college student, an MBA candidate, or a working professional, Forte delivers a wide array of professional development programs to help you attain the career you deserve. Become part of our powerful network of 90,000 standout women, enhance your personal brand and marketability, and learn from our inspiring businesswomen. Let's get back to the webinar in progress. We were just about to hear Niraja Lamata tell us about how she navigated her early career decisions.
So I, similar to the rest of the panelists, found my first career, or at least my first job, after undergrad through the career services organization at my university. It was just American Express had put up a job posting. They weren't on campus. It wasn't a company that heavily recruits from my undergraduate institution. But they had put up a posting about marketing and about brand management, and it was an industry I was really interested in. And so, you know, I applied and was fortunate enough to be selected for a phone interview and went through the interview process with them, and was actually hired as a campus hire for their undergraduate campus hire program. So I got hired into the company probably in November of my senior year and had absolutely no idea what I was going to do for them, and they didn't know either. So around July after graduation, I moved to New York and started to interview with various organizations in the company, and basically through interviews and working with my career recruiter, eventually was placed in a group where it was a mutually sort of beneficial set where, you know, I was interested in the work they were doing and they thought that I had the skills and background to really help them. And basically from there, I really just met people. I met a lot of different people working on teams, through the social networks in the company, working for a really large corporation. Most of those corporations have networks, so they'll have a women's network or an Indian student or Indian business people network or a Black professionals network or Hispanic network. And so even if you're not necessarily those networks are a great way to sort of meet different people who you wouldn't meet every day, and they're a great way to just find out more about the company that you work in. Especially in huge organizations where everyone's got a little piece of something that kind of adds up to something else and you're not exactly sure what that is. So in meeting all of these great other people, I created a network for myself that was very much around kind of the marketing function and continued in that career path. And so when a job came up, one day they weren't able to find anyone who was interested in the role, and so in fact someone actually came to me and offered me the job because they felt that I had the skill set and they thought that I could do a good job in it. So my first job after my first job, my second job in fact, was someone coming to me proactively. From there, my first two jobs at American Express were really process marketing. The next two jobs I did were very much project management oriented. I realized that while process is interesting, I'm much more interested in project management and in really having an end product and something I can point at and say, I did that. So from there, I really pursued particular groups based on their specific function and looked for something where I could have an end result. My last role with the group was really a new product development group. I spent a lot of time working on new product launches. So I worked on the launch of a new credit card. I worked on the launch of a new e-commerce website that we worked on in a partnership with a French firm, and got to use that opportunity to figure out that what I really loved doing was putting new products out on the market. What I ended up realizing is that I wasn't as passionate about doing it in financial services, and I wanted to change industry. So understanding that I had some of the skill sets I wanted in terms of new product development, what I didn't have was the management experience or the strategy background to work in the industries I was really interested in doing. So understanding that is what took me back to school and had got me pursuing my MBA. So after my degree, I hope to be doing new product development in the tech industry, so specifically targeting Silicon Valley and working on new product launches there. So things like, you know, a Google Wallet or a new Yahoo service, or even working with companies like Apple and coming up with what their next innovation might be. So whether it's a consumer technology or a web service, all of those things are really the things I hope to achieve after I'm done with my education.
Thank you very much. And I'm going to now turn it over to Deirdre.
Hi, yeah. So when I graduated from Penn State with a dual major in math and Spanish, I kind of touched on a little earlier, I looked at different career paths. I did talk with the counselors at school, but nothing really seemed to resonate. And what I had done is I came out of school and I started looking around and thinking about what I wanted to do. And again, I thought, well, why can't I combine those math with some language? Got me to kind of international business. And then the math kind of took over and it went to a banking. And so I decided to go and look at the market. And I had lived around New York. And so I thought that was really conducive towards it. So when I was applying and I was looking at that, I really was looking to expand into the market. I didn't know a lot about it. And in hindsight, it has very little to do with math besides your simple arithmetic. But I found it was incredibly useful because it gave me insight into one of the main drivers of our economy. I understood a lot more about what was going on, went and got my Series 7, all of that stuff. That was kind of like the initial stages of the market, really got some good background, made some good connections and some good networking. With the previous panelist also, I definitely echo that. But then I just didn't find that that was something that I was going to be at long term and that would last me. So again, like I was saying, I switched over to sports marketing. And the reason I kind of went there is I was like, you know what, this is, you know, I'm only 2 years outside of school. This is definitely a chance to do a lot of stuff. You can take that step back. So that's what I did. I took a step back and I said, you know, I was doing really well with my previous job, but if I want to start into this new market, I have to be willing to at least try like internships or start somewhere a little bit more entry in order to see if I like it. And I decided to make that trade-off. And I'm super happy that I did. So I went and I took an internship with the National Hockey League. And it was a really interesting experience talking about sports. For those who may be familiar with it, sports kind of, you know, goes to the beat of its own drummer. It doesn't necessarily follow business rules. You have private owners who sometimes, you know, are not looking to make the logical business growth decisions. So that was kind of interesting. But that's much, much more when you're talking about the actual teams themselves. When you're looking at the greater sports industry, I thought it was really interesting because you could go in any direction that you wanted to. You talked with a lot of people who had some, you know, professional careers in this, and not professional as in business, but professional as in, like, sports. There's a lot of opportunities open to you. And so when I went in there, my internship ended, and I worked at a sports marketing agency. So I did a lot of direct marketing, and that was also working with a licensing company. The collegiate licensing company. And from there, I was learning about, you know, the different colleges and how those work. So that was kind of the synopsis behind when I went back to school, because I was in the sports area and I was thinking, you know what, when I really want to make that jump up, I think the MBA it's always been something that I thought I was going to do. But then once I started actually working, I really realized it could give me that leg up. It could give me the education I needed because one thing I had noticed and one thing when people ask you, you know, what is your, you know, the biggest downfall or the, you know, whatever, you know, what things would you like to improve upon? My answer was, you know, I don't know enough to do what I want to do and I need to accelerate that. And I thought the MBA really did that.
No, now that we've talked about our path to business from our undergraduate careers to our first experiences in the business world, where do we go from here? And one thing that we had hoped to go over was just a basic knowledge of what an MBA is and the background on it. And just my personal opinion, I feel that an MBA helps further develop the skills required for careers in business and management. And I think all of our panelists have addressed that in one way or another. And an MBA really provides you the preparation and practical skills required to excel in any managerial position. So not necessarily business, it could be in public government, but really that managerial position and the skills you learn during your MBA really help you accelerate that in that leadership base. You can choose when you're doing your MBA whether you'd like to focus on any particular area, such as marketing, accounting, or finance, and you can direct your coursework towards those areas. Within my MBA program, at least 50% of the coursework I did and at least one project per class focused on case studies and required teamwork. So it is one thing to consider when you're doing your MBA and know that that will be a very important part and an integral part of your learning experience. And the timing of your MBA really is a personal preference and decision. I personally think it's helpful to have work experience before or during the pursuit of your MBA. I worked during receiving part of my MBA, and it really helped me solidify the academic concepts by being able to apply that knowledge real time or having past work experience to reference when you're out doing that coursework. During your undergraduate career, you're really learning knowledge about every area within business, whether it's corporate finance, and depending on your coursework, you can tailor that, but I really feel that's a base knowledge, and when you go and get your MBA knowledge, you can really focus in and hone your skills into a particular area or learn about managerial overall. Several of our panelists are Forte Fellows and are currently pursuing their MBAs, as you've heard, at Forte-sponsored schools, but I'd like to start with Deirdre, who's about 6 years post-MBA, just to address why you decided to pursue your MBA, and I feel like you did a great job addressing that already, and how has the MBA helped you now that you've obtained it in your career?
Okay. So I kind of covered why I decided to go back into the MBA. But the next thing actually I think also is pretty useful, especially for people who are looking at it, is, you know, what type. And you touched on that, Marlena, but I was looking more for a general. I was not looking at numbers specifically or markets specifically. I was looking for a top school. And so I kind of had those metrics. And so I started looking at the different schools, started studying their curriculums. And with Duke, what I really liked about it was that it had a really good mix. It had a general MBA, and that was pretty much the standard that you would go in, and that's kind of what I came out with. They had very few majors, if you will. It was a general MBA, and then you could tailor it within there, but you did need to get an overall background, which I thought was very useful. So when I went in there, I got into Duke. And then we started looking around, and I went in and ended up doing, not on purpose, I ended up doing a dual kind of path of both marketing and math, because those are just where my interests lay. So at the very end, when I went afterwards and I came out of school, I had a really good background in a lot of different areas. But what the MBA also has really given me, it's given me knowledge on a bunch of areas. So that is one thing I would definitely highlight. And you can tailor it as you like, but for me, what I realized was when I came out of school, there was information I didn't know that I would need because I didn't stay, because I came out and I went into finance, but I didn't stay in finance. I went actually to marketing, and then I actually went to business operations. So the information that was given to me before, where I had a really good base, was invaluable. And it also gave me the confidence about when I was talking or thinking about something, I was really able to pull in a lot of stuff that I had learned as far as background, as far as what you think or what you remember other case studies being, or, you know, other examples having been. So Those are some really driving things behind why I think that the MBA really was worth it. I haven't regretted it for a moment, and I really do think that with an MBA on your resume, it kind of boosts you. Now, don't get me wrong, you can absolutely do everything you want without the MBA, but for me, I did find it invaluable in getting to where I wanted to go.
I love hearing about the different career paths people have taken. Sharing experiences like these helps us understand our own choices and that someone else has been there before. Thanks to our panelists. To catch a future webinar, go to fortefoundation.org, click on Events and Forte Webinars. Until next time.